Trebretta Raymond has joined me this morning for the DuQuoin State Fair. So good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you.
And you brought somebody along with you today.
I did. I brought the new guy, sort of.
Yeah.
The new guy with me.
Luke Saylor.
Hey, thanks for having us. Greatly appreciate it.
So when was he named the new state director? It was just like, what, 2 weeks
Just
ago?
March 1st.
Wow, so
yeah.
just a month and a half ago.
Exactly, yeah.
But he's been with us for a while.
Yep. See, and that's the interesting thing, and I really do. When you look at your source here, working out of the Department of Agriculture, and it's weird because I've got a couple of questions about this after I read this small article about it in USA News. And anyway, the Department of Agriculture, you were there for quite some time. And, of course, apparently, what, Assistant State Fair Manager?
I was Assistant State Fair Manager last year and actually the Non-Fair Events Manager the 2 years before that.
So it's easy to forget sometimes when you're thinking about rides and bands that you forget this is an agricultural fair.
Absolutely. And we're very proud of that.
Springfield, too. But.
Absolutely. No, but especially DuQuoin. I mean, this is you know, Brett and I have extensive talks that the DuQuoin State Fair does a wonderful job bringing agriculture to the forefront of their fair. And that's what it's all about. You know, for honestly, both here and Springfield, you know, agriculture being our number one state's industry, this is a great showcase for
it. Right. And when you get up to Springfield, I mean, when I've been there, this huge display of agricultural equipment and one down in DuQuoin as well. So I'm kind of curious how since we're on the subject of agriculture, we'll swing the other way. What is the entertainment status for this year? Is everybody locked in for this year's entertainment?
We're very close. We have 2 more, I guess, to lock in.
Yep.
Correct?
Yeah, 2 more, but very close. This is the earliest we've ever announced. We're ahead of the game in terms of our confirmations, so we're very excited about that. I told Tabretta under 150 days to go. Crazy to think that we had snow just, you know, about basically a week ago.
Right.
So the fair's
Saturday,
you know,
morning.
So actually. Nothing says snow like the fair, you know, so it's just right, the fair's right around the corner, right?
Right. So is there anybody we can announce today?
There is, all absolutely.
Right. I'm curious. Who?
We have got Cheap Trick coming to the DuQuoin State Fair.
Good.
On August 26th. So a lot very special about that day. It's actually our state bicentennial day. So that is actually
An Illinois band.
An Illinois band. So we're very excited about that winning combination, so it's going to be a great day at the DuQuoin State Fair.
Does anybody know whether Bunny Carlos is still playing drums with Cheap Trick, or did he leave? Because he was older, and he chain-smoked like a monster,
too.
I looked that up
sure.
This morning, and I don't remember who the drummer was.
Right, because I know Bunny smoked like a maniac. And, you know, and he was a big guy, and he was a little older than the other guys in the band. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if he was still traveling with them or not.
Not for sure.
I did read there was one of the original members not traveling,
and
I don't think they have since 2010 or 2012.
I think that's Bunny Carlos.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anybody else we get any hot news on?
Can't today, but we're going to be rolling things out. This is just kind of our first little tease. So got Cheap Trick coming, but then we'll be back in the coming weeks to announce more.
Well, you had mentioned that you guys had been talking a lot about, you know, the plans and moving forward to the fair, but always this kind of pressure that's on about, you know, just like it is at SIU, enrollment. With you, it's attendance.
Yes.
You know, and after talking to fair managers over the past years that say, look, making money's not necessarily what the fair is about. But on the other hand, you have to have enough to keep your nose above water, too. Mm-hmm. What's that threshold? How do you balance those two, realizing that your role is to facilitate agriculture, to showcase agricultural products from Illinois? We have a lot of retailers who I've spoke to over the past year say this is like Christmas to us. I was talking about a hot tub guy. He says, man, this is Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll sell 20 or 25 of these while I'm here for this week, and maybe I'll sell, you know, 15, 20 the entire year somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where's that balance?
It's ever-changing. I guess that there's no solid answer for that. It's something, you're exactly right. You know, we pride ourselves in being a family fun event. Family oriented is obviously at our forefront. Public safety number one. Having people, you know, have the agriculture experience. And it's not all about, you know, we as a state have to make money. You know, we as a state entity, we have to make money. There's no secret to that. But you're exactly right. We want people to come into the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds, even our non-fair events. We want them to enjoy themselves on our beautiful fairgrounds. The DuQuoin State Fair is a true gem to Southern Illinois, to the economy, to the local industry. It's just so crucial that we have that. So we want people to come in, come, you know, spend their hard-earned dollars with us so we can return best in Southern Illinois.
What does a Carmi guy get about the DuQuoin State Fair that a Chicago guy wouldn't get?
Just the overall beauty and appreciation. I kid with the, you know, Tabretta understands my, yeah. my sense of humor, but I kid with my office, you know, and our team, you know, I bleed, you know, 618, you know, 618 pride all around. I'm so passionate about Southern Illinois and this region that, you know, the not saying that a Chicago person wouldn't get it, but I have just such a deep understanding and appreciation for it that, you know, I actually stayed at the Hayes house last night since we had, you know, an early morning today. And I just drove around the fairgrounds last night, you know, just kind of it was me, myself and I. And it's just it's a beautiful fairgrounds day or night. It's just so much pride. You know, it's a true gem to Southern Illinois. And something that should be cherished.
And an employment opportunity, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what our official headcount is, but, you know, we are a short-staffed office. Maybe with myself included, there's five full-time employees, you know, for year-round events. But then once the fair comes, there's a couple hundred. So it's a great, you know, boom for the local economy and something we're just very proud of.
All right. Now, here's one that, something. When I was reading this in U.S. News, and there was a sentence that got my attention. In addition to the State Fair in Springfield, the division manages the DeCoin State Fair, county fairs, and horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
Does the State Fair manager deal with county fairs?
Absolutely.
No kidding. See,
yep.
Now that's something I did not know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we redid, the Department of Ag redid our division in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So 2015 was when we redid that division. So it actually oversees, you know, Springfield Fair, DeCoin Fair, county fairs and horse racing, and the year-round events as well. So our non-fair events. But yeah, we have our county fairs and horse racing. You know, out of the 102 counties, there's 103 county fairs. So it's a full-time gig. That's for sure.
I would think so with the county fairs, in particular with the horse racing, because there's a whole nother element there that unless you're involved with it, you don't realize it's going on, and it's always going on. And the other thing that you do know as a Carmi resident is Southern Illinois is the home of some of the best horse breeders and racing horses in the country come out of Southern Illinois.
Absolutely.
And the school at SIU, the equestrian portion of the school, is another one of those great unknowns. They do incredible stuff, great training, do a lot of work with horses, and then it seems like Western Kentucky gets all the credit. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. They come up and buy the horses, and off they go.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that both Springfield and DeCoin, we have the horse trainers come in and they train their horses year round.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like recently the folks from Mississippi are starting to come up and they're going to Springfield and they're going to DeCoin and they're training their horses daily. And that's something a lot of people don't know.
Right.
Recently there was a wedding reception on the fairgrounds on Saturday and I happened to be there and this lady had never been to the fairground and it was her first time seeing a horse being trained with a sulky. And she was just amazed.
Right. And it's all going on there.
And it's all going on.
It's weird because that source of pride, I went with a member of the asphalt division, E.T. Simons Construction, mm-hmm. State Fair, and he says, I want to show you what we've done. We've crowned all these roads perfectly, so when people walk through here and there's rain, it drains very quickly. There's a very strong bow on top of it. And the source of pride that he had mm-hmm. saying, you know what this does? Even if we get a big rain shower while there's a fair going on, you walk in the center of the road, you're going to be up out of the drainage areas. We look at the we got down on the ground. Let me see this bow here in the road. And there's a lot of whether it's your electrician or on the list goes. There's a source of pride because it's our fair.
Absolutely, absolutely. People have ownership of our fair. It's a tangible feel. You know, it's my team makes fun of me as I say, you know, the fair is something you should feel. You know, I always get asked the question, you know, why are fairs relevant anymore? I get asked that question a lot. And I said, you know, I carry two cell phones. I said, you know, we have entertainment at our fingertips 24/7. But I said, the fair makes you feel something. It's something inside you. It's a special feeling that you can't get from a digital device.
I wonder if it's something we all like to be in touch with our inner child, and that's how we do it.
I think, and here, with DeCoin Fair, it's the historical value of it.
Absolutely.
Because if it wasn't for the vision of the Hayes family back in 1923, I believe, this fair wouldn't even exist today.
Right.
And I think that...
And I think you've got to mention Solly Jaber in there, too.
Absolutely. And if it wasn't for those folks continuing that and then the state taking it over in the 80s, so many people wouldn't have those memories and want to share that with their children and the generations to come. And one of our goals is looking to bring the new generation in. We want them to come in and then bring their kids. So we're trying to help recreate or help create memories for the youngest generation.
I can close my eyes and tell you what the Electric Light Orchestra looks like on that stage from the top row all the way at the back. That's a ticket. Yeah. I can close my eyes and what a spectacular performance. I mean, I can literally close my eyes and look at that and go, wow, that was one of the best things I've ever seen. Just cool.
But, right? You know, driving in every morning, I mean, I feel so blessed to be able to have this job. You drive in every morning, and I'm sure Luke can say every time he comes down to DuQuoin, you just drive in and you are just in awe of the fairgrounds and the opportunities we're able to be a part of.
Absolutely.
And just like I said, I'm very nostalgic, so most people that know me well enough know that I am. But it's just amazing.
It is.
And I don't
know. And you
know,
got this incredible history to build on with that nostalgia too.
But I don't know if anyone, I don't know if we could go to Indiana and feel that way. You know, or any other state.
Yeah.
So I think we're just very blessed here in Southern Illinois.
Absolutely.
And we can only hope the new year brings us some great opportunities as well. Because, and I know you've got to feel this pressure, you're the fourth state fair manager in 3 years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want to, if that doesn't get your attention, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do serve at the pleasure of the governor. So, you know, obviously anything can happen, but it's a true honor. As Sabretta said, it's an honor and a privilege to serve in this role. You know, people, you know, I, Tabretta, our entire team, like I said, it's people come and go in state government, but I said to work on the fair, to work on the fairgrounds, you have to have it in here, in your heart. You know, you can be a good business person, you can be a good, you know, salesperson. That's great quality, but if you don't have it in here, you don't have anything.
And to be honest with you, Luke, I have noticed that with the people who have been there for a long time. I've grown relationships with those people, and they're the ones, there's a job. And there's the passion for it, too. And I've seen that time and time again because they're the ones who are there first and leave last.
Yep.
And, you know, decide, I'm going to go home and put on some fresh clothes and come back, because, right? And they're just always at it and always good at it while they're doing it.